Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Stay hungry, stay foolish. Steve Jobs' closing thoughts, remarks from his, I believe, 2005 commencement address at Stanford University. And everybody probably knows at this point, Steve Jobs is a immortal icon. And he was a college dropout. He went to Reed College for 6 months and came to the realization that his adoptive parents, who he loved very much, were spending their life's savings to send him to a school that was effectively the same price as Stanford. It's probably more today, who knows. And he was getting very little value out of it, so he dropped out. Stay hungry, stay foolish. I think those words are as important today as they ever have been, and will be relevant 100 years from now. And I think it's so important from my perspective to do both of those things. And I'm going to take the reverse. I'm going to talk about staying foolish first, because I like fun. In fact, I love fun. I think that without fun, what's the point? Need to be having fun, and you need to endeavor to have fun in everything that we do. Not always possible, I appreciate that, but need to be trying to inject fun into everything that we do. In fact, I like fun so much that I've been kicking around the idea of picking up stand-up comedy as a hobby. So more on that to come in the future. Probably now that I've articulated it, I need to actually take some action. Because just thinking about it, wanting to do something, there's some critical action steps that are missing there. But that's neither here nor there. So fun is important. It's really important. And it can be extremely hard. I get it. Life is hard. Work can be a real grind. Responsibility can be crushing. Blah, 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 blah. But it's real. Smartest, wisest people among us throughout time have recognized and are constantly reminding us of this. Steve Jobs talking about it. I have the honor of being a member of the Sigma Chi fraternity. I'm still very active as an alumni. And one of the teachings that you learn is they encourage you to endeavor to retain the spirit of youth. I learned that when I was around 18 years old. And today I am 41 years old, and it's never been more true. And again, this is hard to do. People will seek to beat the fun out of you. And one of the things Steve Jobs was talking about, his whole, I suppose, the thesis of his address was that you've got one life to live, and don't live it for somebody else. Don't live it on somebody else's terms. Don't live it worrying or wondering if you're living up to somebody else's standards. You got one crack at this deal. So take it like you mean it and do it the way you want it to. So the world, society will try to squeeze and beat the fun out of us. Think about school. And I don't know what school is like now. I don't know. But when I was in school, you sat in rows of desks, straight rows, and you weren't supposed to like look behind you or look to your sides, whatever. Business and corporate culture has probably come a long ways with open floor plans and all that jazz, but cubicles, soul-crushing cubicles. In corporate culture, white button-down collar shirts and ties, awful frickin' ties. will try to suck the life out of you. I can literally remember, like, I could see it in my mind. Had a vice president in a very large financial company get so irritated with me at this, like, it was like a 3-day training or whatever. And if you can't try to inject levity into a 3-day training, well then, man, I don't know what to do for you. But he got so angry with me, like exasperated at one point. It was right at the end. It was like the last day. He's like, not everything's a joke. Not everything's a joke. And looking back now, this has been probably 10 years. Most of what we were doing was pretty laughable. We had Jennifer Moss from Plasticity on the podcast a little earlier. And she said, you don't need to be serious to be responsible. I always really loved that. Fundamentally, I think life is just way too short not to have fun. You can be a serious and responsible person while still having a great time. So if you're not doing that, if you're not having a great time, if you're not having any fun at all, I think that you really need to address that. So let's take the first part of Mr. Jobs' advice. Right now, today, are you excited about learning something? Is there something you're excited about? Sinking your teeth into a good book, whatever, a skill, a hobby. Perhaps you want to take up stand-up comedy. If you are looking to take up stand-up comedy, shoot me a message, shoot me an email, call me, whatever, and let's talk about that. Are you listening to a new podcast? Are you starting a podcast? Something, anything. I think that you really need to be. Got to stay hungry. That's what Steve Jobs said. And to me, that means being a lifelong learner, being curious, asking questions. I've talked about how it took me a really long time to become curious and excited about learning. And I think, like so many other people, I went through school simply learning to pass tests. I was not engaged or interested in the material. It was just, I know I need to get a certain grade on this. And it wasn't all A's for those listening at home. but so much of the material that it was such a waste. It was such a shame that I went through so much schooling, went through college doing that. What a freaking waste. So now I voraciously consume information. I write, I podcast, I learn new skills, I evolve. And that also goes for my opinions, my beliefs on things. And in today's world, the same as it's always been, we need to be consistently, constantly learning and questioning what it is that we think, what we believe, what we do. So, are you learning? Are you thinking? You better be. There's no excuse not to be. I think that most everyone wants to have fun. Most everyone. There are some curmudgeons out there that do not, but most everyone does. And I think that a lot of the time, they just need permission to do so. And perhaps you are in a position to help them to have more fun. If you are, give it to them. And if you're listening to this and you're not having fun with what you're doing, seek out what will bring some fun into your life and dive into it. Start learning. Embrace the spirit of youth and excitement that you used to have and get started now. There's only 50 Saturdays a year, for gosh sakes. Before I get to number 500, that's coming up. This coming Friday. This is released, I believe, on Saturday. And so this coming Friday, releasing episode number 500. So I wanted to say thank you for being on this journey with me and ask you a favor that if you have not already, please do take the couple of minutes to leave me a 5-star review. I'd be very grateful. do your part by doing your best.